What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, the only paranormal activity at his grandparents' house happened in his room. Since it only happened in his room, no one believed him or experienced paranormal activity too. Or was it just him? Or was there something in that room?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, that it is. Love to hear your real ghost stories. Want access to all the bonus materials and all that? Check it out on Apple Podcasts, our premium channel there. Also, patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program. Have you ever had the situation where, you shared with someone a ghostly experience, maybe when you were a kid, and you just get the, it's all your imagination and all that sort of stuff?
Absolutely. All the time when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was afraid of things that weren't real. Like, you know, ghosts weren't real and vampires weren't real. And the guy at the end of the bed when I woke up in the middle of the night wasn't real. Always. Mm-hmm. Always. Yep. Totally.
I wish, you know, we're parents. It's just your imagination. I wish I had an imagination that could be that vivid. Although I probably don't, because I believe that's probably some sort of a mental disorder. If you're seeing people that aren't there, and it's coming from your own mind. I'm not speaking of when someone's having a paranormal experience, but right. Like, damn, that would be a powerful imagination if I could do that sort of thing.
I don't think I'd want it, you know? I mean, like, yeah. Again, I think I had a pretty vivid imagination, and probably still do, because we're in the creative world, mm-hmm. right? We always try and create things, and that comes from imagination as well. But I would have been more than happy to not think about that stuff at bedtime at night. I can tell you that much.
No kidding. There's only one time in my life that I can say I was hallucinating.
Were there outside sources involved with that?
No. I was about, I don't know, 7 or 8. And I had really wanted to rent Michael Jackson's Thriller VHS because it was like you could rent the music video at like the grocery store. And it was like, there was like a featurette with it too, like the making of, and I really wanted to see it. And I was really into that zombies and all that stuff. So I finally convinced my mom to rent it from Lauer's Food Mart. And I just watched it over and over, kept rewinding it and watching it again and again and again. And then it was time to go to bed one night. And I still like, this is in my mind, these zombies. And I swear to God, I can still picture this in my mind. I can still picture walking inside because we're like, my parents were out on the porch or something. And I walked inside and I swear to God, I saw like the Michael Jackson zombie standing up on the staircase, like in front of the bathroom door. And then in front of my bedroom door was another zombie. And there's another one like in my parents' door, like on the path to where I had to go. And I was like, no, there's zombie. And I saw it. It wasn't, I'm afraid, I'm scared something's going to happen. I saw these things. And I know it was just like my, I guess it's truly an example of, it's just your imagination when you're truly seeing things. But that's the only time I ever like saw it or saw something.
That's a pretty strong imagination though. Cause normally, how old were you at the time?
Like 7 or 8.
I mean, normally at that point you, in your mind's eye, you see it, but you don't see it with your eyes.
Exactly.
So you were seeing it though with your eyes.
I was seeing it with my eyes. Like I was freaked out. Like, cause no, I mean, I've never had that before where my mind has been so worked up into something where I'm literally like seeing something that's not there. But I did, I swear I can picture it in my mind today of those moments of seeing it. And I know it wasn't a dream. I remember this all happening. My parents, I think, remember it on a good day. But it was there. I mean, I don't think it was paranormal. I don't think it was a ghost or something, but yeah, right. I was, it was creepy, very creepy.
So when you see that video or whatever, like on YouTube, do you freak out a little bit or are you past it now?
I'm very triggered. I go to the corner and I get into a ball and I cry.
Stop it. You're so full of crap.
And I demand a nook.
And ironically, you still have
I still have one
around,
or a ring so. Pop or something, you know, and it's like, Okay, I'm good now. No, I mean, nothing like that gets me today. Like that stuff doesn't freak me out. But at that point in time, I was a little kid. And yeah, and then a few years later, I started working with you. But that was creepy. That was a creepy one. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's jump into our caller of the day and hear this ghost story.
Huh? Hi, this is Peyton Sweet. I'm from Texas. And I have, I would say, 2 to 3 stories. See if you can help me understand it a little bit because I'm still confused. It happened a couple of years ago. But I've never been able to bring light to the situation and understand why it happened. So it's in my grandparents' house. I lived there throughout my life. It was kind of like our safe place to go. Like whenever, say we family split up, we needed a place to go, it was always there. And I had this one bedroom in the house. It was upstairs. And everything happened in this bedroom. There was never anything else in the house, any other room, nothing ever happened but in this bedroom. So the first thing that happened, I was laying in bed, and the lights were on and everything like that. I had my dog laying next to me, and I kind of dozed off, but I wasn't asleep. I was halfway asleep, halfway awake. I was in that middle state. And something grabbed the door to my room and shook it violently. Like you could hear it through the walls. And I know it wasn't a dream because the dog lifted its head up and looked directly at the door before I woke up. So the dog saw it first. That's how I know it was real. And so I was freaked out. So I kind of sat there for a second. I went downstairs and I asked my family if they knew or if they did it like they were joking around with me. Because they'd known about these things that had happened to me, and they joked around about with it, but I never saw it as a joke, and none of them ever heard it. And I'm telling you, this door shook so hard, there's no way you couldn't hear it in this whole entire house, but nobody ever heard it. So that was the first one that happened. And then there was this one night, I was laying in bed, I was all by myself, and I had my bathroom light on, and I had my TV on. Keep in mind, this is like a smart TV, like a brand new, just a newer TV. So I fall asleep, and then hours later, about 2:30, 3 in the morning, something grabs my leg. Like, I've kicked in my sleep before, and I know what a kick is, but a kick has never hurt. Something grabbed my ankle and pulled me down to the end of my bed, and it hurt my leg. Like, it hurt how hard it pulled me down. And so I lifted up, and I'm like, what was that? And, like, I'm sure you know, if someone puts their hand on you and they pull it off, you can still feel that pressure of where it was. And that's what I felt, that pressure on my ankle, like something was holding my ankle. So then I look up, my bathroom light was off, and my TV, I said it was a smart TV for a reason, because the TV screen was static. There's no way to have a static screen on a smart TV. It's not a thing. It doesn't work like that. So it doesn't make any sense to me why it would have happened. So after all that, I kind of like sit there for a second, get my thoughts together, and just like just realize what just happened. And then I start freaking out. So I stand up and I get to like the back corner of my bed. It's against two walls, and I kind of like look over the edge of the bed and I don't see anything. And I take one jump from the end of the bed to the light switch, and I turn the lights on, and I leave the lights on for the rest of the night. It was the scariest thing. That was the scariest thing that happened. But then after that, there was one morning, this is back when I was in high school. So I woke up and my grandma came in there and she was talking to me, and I told her, like, I didn't feel good. I don't want to go to school that day. And she was like, okay, that's fine. So I stayed in bed, right? Well, she had to take my sister to school. So she goes and takes my sister to school. I forget that she's gone. And this is my first experience of sleep paralysis. And that's what it is. I hear a lot on the show, these people seeing these figures, and it's sleep paralysis what it is. I don't know if it's paranormal. I don't know the connections to it, but I know what it is. I've gone through it. All of a sudden, I'm laying in bed, my eyes open, and I'm using my phone. My phone is like hanging above. I have both my arms up, and it's like over my face. So I'm using my phone like over my face, and all of a sudden my phone drops, and I like flinch because my phone's going to hit me in the face, but my phone falls right through my face and through my body. My phone was never there. And then I look up and my arms are stuck by my side. I can't move. I don't understand. I don't understand what is going on. And I start freaking out because I can't talk. I can't speak. It's like something, like it's sitting on my chest and I can't move. I can't do anything at all. So then I look up, and right by the door, there's this, it's like a figure. It's this black figure, and it's dark. It is a dark figure, and it's not a human. It's not a human figure. It's hunched over. It's probably like 4 feet tall, but its legs and arms are so long, but it's like crunched over into a ball, and I can see its hands. Its hands were so long. Like, it had palms, and it had fingers that looked like they were almost like a foot long each. And it just hunched over, and it kept like, it would creep in and get closer and closer and like brush its hand against the door and just like come in super weird. So I'm trying to scream help from the top of my lungs. I'm trying and trying, and I cannot get it out. And so then finally it gets like right next to the bed, and I break out of it, and I scream help at the top of my lungs. And I'm laying in bed like petrified. I have no clue what to do. And I'm waiting for someone in the house to come to the room to just so I know that I'm awake and there's someone there. And then I remember that no one is in the house. No one is there. And so I tell everybody about these stories, and they think that it's just not real. It's a joke. But I'm telling you, I've seen all these things. I've felt all these things. I'm not too worried about the sleep paralysis, because a lot of people go through that. But the things that happened, like in my sleep, in that one room, and I'd never seen
anything else in that house besides that room. Until this day, I will not go back in that room. I will not sleep in that room because I can't do it. It was to the point where I was so scared. I had there was a closet in that room, and it was a double door closet. I would put a giant rock in front of those two doors before I'd go to sleep just to make sure those things would not open up in the middle of the night and scare me. That's how bad it was. That's my story, and I'd love to be on the show.
Thoughts on that?
We've had a couple of times on the show where people have talked about, you know, so-and-so, a mother, a father, a grandfather left the house without the person knowing, but then they see or hear that person. They hear their voice, they see them,
mm-hmm.
and it turns out they weren't even home. I mean, so many, and it does sound like he had some sort of sleep paralysis, whether it's the medical situation that he had or if it was something that was paranormal, but holy crap, you know, again, like being a young person and being that frightened that often for that long of a period,
mm-hmm.
that's tough to get through. I mean, I've told the story too, like I was always afraid of robbers in our house. So mm-hmm. in the summer, before my parents would have air conditioning and stuff, I would not sleep with my window open. I just wouldn't. I would sweat all night and kill myself with heat. But I was so afraid that a ghost or, you know, a monster was going to come into my room that I would sleep. And so I think I had a childhood like that too. But these stories are crazy good.
Yeah, I mean, to have that sort of experience, that would be terrifying. And just the fact that there was some physical things going on there, it seems like it certainly goes beyond just the sleep paralysis, if you will.
Yeah, and also families, be kind to your family members. Like, don't make fun of them if something scares them. Mm-hmm. If they think they're seeing ghosts, don't rip on them over it and stuff like that. Cause you just never know what people are going through.
Ask some questions. That's much more fun than like, ask questions. You may learn something very interesting about those experiences. Thank you for sharing that with us. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. If you'd like to share your real ghost stories with us, we'd love to hear them. You can also get bonus episodes, advanced episodes, everything on Apple Podcasts, our premium channel there. Search for it. Try it for 3 days free. Patreon.com/RealGhostStories or GhostPodcast.com. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.